Madison finally has a gastropub. And now we're going to find out what that is. Would you welcome, please, from Gray's, the executive chef, Tori Miller.
Thanks, everybody.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Ooh, and look at this. This looks like a picture. This is an actual burger, but it looks like a picture of a burger. It is that perfect.
Yeah, that's our Gray's burger.
Yeah, the Gray's burger. Oh, and here's the cake, too. Okay. Well, there's dessert. The Gray's burger. Now, let me just ask you about this gastropub concept. What is that?
Gastropub is something obviously new to Madison, but it's something that kind of originated in England and in Great Britain. It's got a little bit, you know, they're more dingy, I guess, and a little bit more grimy than what ours is. But nowadays,
it's a dingy place to eat.
Yeah, not our place, but nowadays, what it is all about is a place that has really great focus on the food. And, you know, really great drinks, really great wine lists, things like that. But also really great beers on tap.
Dingy is not required.
No dingy, actually. Yeah.
So the gastro stands for gastronomy.
For the gastronomy part
And the
of
pub
it.
Is for the liquor. So
exactly.
That's a good
incentive. Because we like the booze, too.
We call them a tavern, like usually.
Yeah, I usually call them a taverino, actually.
The taverino. Now, is this at all part of the slow food movement, or does it take a long time to get served? I'm asking.
No, we do some slow food cooking, but slow food is more of a movement and a mindset. So it's really about becoming more of a co-producer as opposed to just a consumer.
And you're saying you don't have that mindset, or you do?
I do have the slow food mindset, actually.
Well, you do. You have the mindset.
Yeah.
You just don't have the food.
No, I don't have the slow food. No,
you don't have the slow food.
It has all slow service.
Everything has to come from between here and Interstate 90.
Yeah, anything that isn't from Wisconsin, we consider imported. So
yeah,
if it comes, we have some imported prosciutto, but it doesn't come from Italy. It comes from Iowa.
So that's considered you import from Iowa.
Yeah, the Iwegian import. Prosciutto. It's delicious, though.
And how is it? Does it compare?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
I'll put it up. I'll take the Pepsi challenge against any of the Italians with that Iwegian stuff. Yeah, it's pretty great.
What about in Hong Kong, the Italian?
Oh, I don't know about the Hong Kong Italian movement for food.
That's something we're thinking about.
Yeah,
what is the Gray's burger? What makes it special?
Well, Gray's, the whole
looking
concept.
Absolutely perfect. Look, that's perfect.
Gray's, the whole concept behind it is that I want people to
Is this edible or is this a model of a burger? It looks like a model.
I thought about bringing some of that plastic food, but help yourself there. So what we do at with the Gray's burger, we grind our own meat, but for the Gray's burger, we use specific cuts. So we do it all in house. It's short ribs, ribeyes, and sirloin. So we grind that all together, and then actually, I have this awesome baker named Ellie, and she makes the buns.
The buns are unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a little brioche bun, and then we have a red wine sauce.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I love this gastro stuff. Yeah.
So the idea...
What a cool idea. And then what do we got here?
This is the pastrami. We do a little sweet and sour cabbage. It's some smoked beef. We have the homemade rye bread.
Just
dig right in there. A little mustard. Yeah, it's awesome. It's my favorite. It's actually the best pastrami I've ever had, and it's not made with brisket. It's made with the tongue. So it's beef tongue.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and, you know, it's... See, you guys saw that he really enjoyed it until that part.
I know.
And it is really delicious.
That's why the chef should always stay in the kitchen
and not
mingle.
This is
you don't get out and mingle with the diners, do you?
No,
so,
I
you know that's
stay
tongue,
in
you know, because you
Most people that order it know that it is tongue. But,
okay. Well,
you know,
I didn't know that, did I?
Yeah, no. Well, you didn't order it either.
It was quite delicious up until that point. And this cabbage is
It's a local sweet and sour cabbage. We make it just with wine and brown sugar.
Yeah, okay. And then here we have...
This is one of my favorite sandwiches. It's a banh mi sandwich. It's a Vietnamese kind of French fusion that has a pâté on it, some ham, and some homemade pickles.
And some sweetbreads, right?
No. This one is on a homemade baguette, again from Ellie. It's really awesome stuff. And spicy mayonnaise.
Oh,
I really like all
those
mixes of flavors.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, you got to have the pickles. And
I never use that word.
You got to have the pickles.
But this is wonderful. Is that chopped liver on there?
It is. It's actually equal parts chicken liver and ground pork, and we kind of slow cook it. Yeah.
I'm not spitting it out, but I know it. See, once again, all right.
But, you know, for Grays, what our concept is that we want people to do just that. We want you to graze through the menu. We don't want you to get, like, big, giant, huge portions. And, you know, we want you to leave feeling happy and knowing that you've, you know, supported local farms.
Leave feeling happy, but just leave.
Right? Yeah, but, yeah, thanks for coming, yeah. Basically.
Were you you're the chef at L'Etoile as well?
I'm also the executive chef and owner of L'Etoile, too.
Yes.
With my sister, Tracy, oh. And my other business partner, Diane Christensen.
Yeah, and that's still going as well.
Yeah. And my sous chef there is actually a huge fan of yours. He wanted me to bring his bobblehead and his board game to get you to sign it. And all
yeah.
That stuff. His name is Pete Kelly. I had to give him a shout out.
Okay. Hey, Pete.
Yeah. Hey.
Cool. Cool. And where were you trained, actually?
I trained at the French Culinary Institute in Manhattan, New York.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And I worked at a lot of great restaurants out there. And then I was born in South Korea, but I was raised in Racine, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And, I've always loved cooking. I've been in restaurants my whole life. And, you know, it just kind of made sense to move back and,
yeah.
You know.
Well, it's absolutely wonderful. Everything here is absolutely wonderful. And even knowing that that's tongue, I would eat that.
Thank you very much.
So it's fantastic.
I appreciate that.
Gray is right here. You're in the Glass Bank now?
We're in the U.S. Bank building right down on the square.
Yeah.
Yeah, open all the time.
One South Pygmy, if you're in town there, that's where it is. You can't miss it. Thank you very much, Tori.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Tori Miller,
congratulations
executive
again.
Chef. Thank you. From thanks Grays. Everybody. Anybody want the rest of my tongue? Thanks, Tori.